A look back now, courtesy of our pals at Retro Report, at a very expensive airplane, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, a $400 billion program that is the most expensive in the history of the U.S. military. So expensive, it's been called the jet that ate the Pentagon. It also broke the heart of one John McCain.
One of the great disappointments of my life has been the F-35. It is a scandal. It is unacceptable. People have not been held responsible. It is now at least quadruple the original cost and at least 5 years or more behind schedule.
The Pentagon, though, is not crying any tears and maintains that the F-35 is still essential for some warfighting capability. And this week's Retro Report tells the story of the F-35 fighter and what it says about what has and hasn't changed in this country's approach to weapons and defense. Kit Roan produced the F-35 segment for Retro Report. Kit, thanks for joining me.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's an advanced airplane. What does that mean?
Well, in the F-35's case, it kind of takes everything that's been learned about stealth so far through the other iterations of it, the F-22 and the F-117. And it tries to sort of build on that and, you know, put it all in one plane, then add in a lot of sort of additional kind of new sensor technology and kind of computer code to bring it another step up. But with the F-35, the main thing it was supposed to do, and I think one reason why McCain has reason to cry, is that it was supposed to make stealth affordable and sort of roll it out to three different branches of the military and give them everything they wanted to do. It's a complex task that became apparently too complicated.
Well, as Lieutenant General Christopher Bogdan says in your report, the technology of stealth was just so irresistible, it created problems for the entire design. Listen.
We tend to be overambitious about what we can fit into an airplane in a certain time and a certain amount of money. And we usually prove that our overambition results in a longer time to develop and problems. We were trying to do technologically some really, really tough stuff.
And what's Bogdan's role in the F-35 right now?
I mean, he was brought in kind of to sort of bring it under control, bring the project under control, bring the costs down, figure out kind of what was wrong. And part of what was wrong was that, the contractors were kind of given a bit of a free rein. You know, the plane was, they began kind of production before you really had everything worked out. They depended a lot on kind of computer modeling to know what the plane would do. And of course, once you actually build a plane, it may not play so nicely.
Who's the F-35 supposed to fight? And is that part of the problem?
It's a multi-role fighter. And that's kind of been the way where a lot of different countries have been going. And the F-35, it's supposed to be the go-to jet for the Air Force, the Marines, and the Navy, each one of which has sort of slightly different mandates. And, I think one of the problems that comes into play with the F-35 is it's very expensive. And if you're going to have a large-scale war with Russia or China, then maybe the F-35 is a reasonable thing to be developing. But, if you're going against ISIS, which is sort of our problem right now, you probably don't need it. You know, the A-10 Warthog, which is about 40 years old, is doing just fine.
What of the behavior of Lockheed Martin, the main defense contractor? I mean, are they profiteering by delaying this? Are there actionable offenses here? It sounds like McCain is saying that is, in fact, the case. Or are they just basically doing a science fair project, meet a specification, and don't worry about anything else?
I mean, Lockheed certainly hasn't been charged with anything. I think that the F-35 is not the first stealth plane to have kind of run into this kind of political buzzsaw. They've all tended to reach too far. And I think the F-35 in general is that's the issue, is that it's trying to do too much at the same time.
Well, a story of innovation well worth looking back on. Kit Roan is a Retro Report producer taking a look back at the F-35. A stealth joint strike fighter. Kit Roan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.